Oh, it was close from start to finish, really. Great game for the neutral. Great game apart from the results for us. Started off, we were in control most of the first half, leading by between like 6 and 8 points most of the way. They closed a wee bit just before the half. And then in the second half, they changed tactics. They changed from a man to their own defence, and it really sort of slowed us down and confused us a bit. And that allowed them to sort of get a foothold in the game, but it was really nip and tuck the whole way to the end. And just really in the last minute and a half, they had a couple of key baskets and sort of edged out the winners, you know.
That would remind me of the situation in your last game. You're getting
very similar. Closer
and closer, but just getting over the line is a wee bit difficult.
I think what happens too is, like, the Sligo team, they're a very young team, but they're very talented, and they've been playing together for a number of years, and so have Dublin Lions, whereas this is our sort of, although it's Sligo's first year in league, also they've been playing together, whereas we sort of came together as a team for the first time. So whenever you get like a tense situation in the game, you know, end of quarter, end of the fourth, especially end of the fourth quarter, and you know, it's just when you've got that familiarity with other players in your team and you bond as a team, it makes it much easier. They have composure and they play the way you need to play. So that's all, you know, it only comes with experience, it only comes with games and just getting the guys together as much as possible. So we have to work on that and try and get one the next one, you know.
I would suggest from the scorelines recently that you're there or thereabouts. It's not going to take a lot to get that first victory on court.
Well, right there, like the last two games, it went to the very final minute of the game. You know, both teams, like we were winning in the fourth quarter in both of the last two games. It was just really in the last minute of the game with all our teams edged ahead. So it shows we're right there. We just need a bit more composure in the last 2 minutes. We had a few mental lapses, you know, and again, that's something that we have to work on. We have a video session during the week where we break down the previous game and look forward to the next game. So we'll look at the video, we'll see our mistakes, and you can see, the main thing is, you can see over the three games, we've improved every game. So from the first game, there's been a huge improvement, and even from the second to third game, our offense was a lot better against the man. The problem was, we hadn't killed against the zone before this year. It was our first time against the zone, and our zone offense just wasn't sharp. But that's something we work on training this week again, you know, and hopefully by the next game we'll improve the game and we'll get that one.
What's the morale like within the camp?
No, it's really upbeat. Even obviously in the immediate aftermath of the game, the guys were really depressed because it was a great atmosphere in the gym, you know. The Sligo played in the Mersey down in Sligo, and it's like a small court, so whenever you've got like 200 people in there, it's a really loud atmosphere, and you know, the guys really enjoy playing in that sort of environment. But when that wears away, they actually weren't too disappointed because they know themselves have improved. They can see the improvement themselves, you know, and it's just a matter of turning those improvements into a win. Our next game's away against Titans, so it'll have been another tough one, another away game, but it's, you know, they're still positive and, you know, we're still going to the game upbeat.
And in relation to the table, if one looks at it for the National League Division 1, one sees that you've been awarded points against Dublin Lions. Tell us about that.
That was a surprise. We just got an email out of the blue, really, after the Dublin Lions game. Apparently, one of their players was not registered in time for the deadline. So, according to the league rules, they have to forfeit the points that game. It's obviously not the way we want to get a win. You know, it's not the way we want to get points. We want to earn it on the court. But that's the rules of the league. So, you know, we'll take it. Hopefully, you know, well, you never know. Come the end of the season, that could be vital. You know, for when you're fighting for playoff position.